to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. I'm thinking of my wife constantly. You know, it's been years. And all you do is show a cold heart to me. But I still love you and I think of you constantly. You may or may not be aware, today is the anniversary of Roe versus Wade. I thought about that today because even disgusted a bit because it's almost a non-issue now. The annual March for Life is now going to be held virtually, it's become a pathetic movement, It's. I think it's symbolic of so many other things. Especially considering Norma McCorvey, the Roe and Roe v. Wade, is the one that God showed grace to. It is miraculous that so many people turned from him, and obviously. As I've described myself, because she would basically describe, she used to, it doesn't anymore, obviously, describe herself as, a foul-mouthed homosexual woman who would literally spit in the face of pro-lifers and went to her grave claiming to be 100% pro-life, celebrating the mercy of God. I still marvel in that story. Because she used it in her book, but those words echo in my mind. The words that she claims was the turning point for her. Not all the pro-lifers hammering her and so forth, but a little girl saying, "You don't have to go to hell, Miss Norma." And it appears she didn't. But anyway, one of the things that it reminds me of is my wife married a pro-lifer. Someone who was emphatically pro-life and remains so to this day. And my wife, shortly after our marriage, coined the expression, abortion of the heart. I'm afraid she's living in. I love her anyway. I have friends who've had abortions. I went today. I haven't done a long walk in a while. It's been months. Today I did a half marathon, so I was pleased to do that. And when I got back home, it used to be I did a half marathon, got back home, and I got back home and did 128 run jumping jacks. So things have changed. I did strive for speed again on the Greenway. I did the one section of the Greenway, just one way, striving for see if I could do my break my best time. My best time has been 53 minutes, 25 seconds, 4.7 miles an hour, one way on the Greenway. And I did 53:40, so I missed it by 15 seconds, which really, I was disappointed. But my best time was May of last year, and now, so it's been a long time since I did a timed walk. And I'm wondering, I want to make the 5 miles an hour rate, but I wonder if I've plateaued. It's also interesting. I went downtown. Then I went to see my friend Mike at Daybreak, and then I did the run of the Greenway. And Mike's in his 70s, And I met another gentleman that I've met, we've talked before, and he's in a wheelchair. We talked a bit. And he said, yeah, I just celebrated my birthday. I mean, he looks old. He said, yeah, I just turned 60. And, you know, he looks older than Mike, who is 74. But he's obviously in terrible health. But I, you know, it was a few years ago, but I had somebody say, you're in your late 40s, right? Kind of like, no, I'm not. But also, it was kind of a reminder today, too. Especially thinking of the abortion of the heart comment. When I saw Mike, we had a pleasant conversation. There's a mutual friendship. His history is different than mine. You know, he spent 6-7 years in a prison because he was a fairly high-end drug dealer. And he and I are very different. He's, you know, I've literally picked him up from prison. In that case, it was a DUI charge. But, you know, I picked him up with his vehicle. and I see in my conversations with him rationalization. I see him rationalizing so many things. He's about the same age as Jim Cross, and his rationalization reminds me of Jim Cross. I find that unfortunate. To be clear, today's the anniversary of Roe v. Wade. I celebrate with Norma McCorvey, the grace of the Lord, and I am 100% pro-life because I will contend with anyone who will contend with me that marriage begins with sex and ends with death. And it's not Psalm 139 that should be our focus, but Genesis 1, be fruitful and multiply. And as you know, I've lived it, and I would be still living it, except for abortion of the heart. Because, remember, I sent an email to my wife saying that the thing that would show true reconciliation would be a piece of evidence of true reconciliation would be the 10th child walking the earth. And shortly thereafter is when she went to the state. Abortion of the heart. But God's mercies are new every morning. Great is his faithfulness, not our faithfulness, which is vital. And I continue to pray for God's mercy in our family. I wonder if anyone else does. I think George might. My lady, I am your husband. Oh, and I did have a brief conversation with David Toulis today. And it is shared. And I had an interaction with Corey, my Mormon friend in Utah. Yeah, that was email. But the conversation with David is fairly well understood that people will not, you know, they're the Thessalonica version. They're not the Berean model. Searching the scripture to see if these things are so. It's run and hide. It's the Acts 19. Acts 19 is being lived out big time today. But my faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ. My lady, I love you.